with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy. I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town and Country Partners. An event coming up this weekend in northern Illinois looks back at the days when steam powered much of agriculture. Dan Coker is one of the organizers for the Sycamore Steam Show and Threshing Bee.
The Northern Illinois Steam Power Club is an organization that kind of celebrates the agriculture era that was steam was king, and that steam engines provided most of the power for not only our farms, but also our transportation and powered our factories as well. So we have a club that kind of remembers those days in the early 1900s where steam was a big part of the farming community. We always start the second Thursday in August, so we start on August 11th. The show goes from 7 in the morning till 6 at night. We have food on the ground, also a flea market, some stationary exhibits, and various merchandise available as well.
Coker says this is a milestone year for the show.
This is our 60th show. We started in 1956, and so for 60 consecutive years, we've held the show. It started out small and grew bigger and bigger, and now we have close to 10,000 people attending with maybe 25 steam traction engines. These are the old steam tractors that used to be in service in the early 1900s. Hundreds of antique gasoline and kerosene tractors, as well as a bunch of stationary engines, a few steam, and then some of the old gasoline engines we call hit-and-miss engines.
He says visitors to the steam show each year can expect plenty of demonstrations.
We like to see the tractors work, so we have plowing, threshing wheat, using our steam engines at a sawmill, chilling corn, filling silos, all the applications where the efficiency of the farm was increased greatly by the use of something in addition to horsepower. We rebuilt an antique boiler that we have that powers our stationary steam engines. The other thing is we're celebrating the return of the Prairie Street Railroad Club, which operate model steam engines on a model railroading track, and they actually offer rides to people attending our show. Both of those are coming back and will be running at the show.
Coker says the show is a bit off the beaten path, but still not hard to find.
This is a rural show, so we're located on Plank Road, which is a county road that runs between Sycamore and Burlington, Illinois. If you come out on the tollway, get off of Peace Road turns into Plank Road, and we're about 3 miles up the road from Route 23. The fee is $8 for adults. Children 12 and under are no charge, and seniors get a $2 discount on Thursday. Parking is free. We have transportation, what we call our people wagons, pulled by our antique tractor from the parking lot up to the show, and we also have a gentleman that provides horse-drawn wagon rides around the property.
Visit threshingbee.org for more information. For RFD Town and Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.